and didn't make it past any checkpoints. A local official said the attacker detonated his explosives at the main entrance of the base, targeting truck suppliers. A military statement said the airbase in northern Afghanistan is secure and that the incident is being investigated. No information has been released on the wounded American. The Taliban claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack, saying it was in revenge for leaflets distributed by U.S.-led NATO forces on Tuesday. The leaflet depicted a dog with a Quranic verse on its body, which is a highly offensive image to Muslims. The head of the U.S. NATO forces apologized for the leaflet and said in a written statement that the U.S. has the deepest respect for Islam and its Muslim partners worldwide.
The governor of California must now decide if he should release a former follower of Charles Manson. A California parole board granted Leslie Van Houten parole Wednesday in a San Bernardino courtroom. Governor Jerry Brown has previously denied her parole. USA Radio News.
It's not just a donation.
It's a warm blanket.
It's a bottle of clean water.
It's a roof and a bed.
It's knowing someone cares.
It's feeling safe.
You said today that's better than yesterday.
Every dollar you can spare helps so much more than you can imagine. Please donate now at redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey. Your help is urgently needed.
A new report says children who were exposed to the dust after 9/11 have increased heart problems over children who didn't.
NYU Langone Health researchers looked at nearly 3,000 kids, mostly young adults now, who breathed in ashes and fumes from a toxic debris cloud that enveloped Lower Manhattan following the 9/11 attack. 16 years later, researchers are seeing elevated levels of artery-hardening fats in the children's blood. High fat levels, if untreated, can lead to heart attacks, but doctors say the problem can generally be addressed by diet and exercise. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Hackers have been able to penetrate American utilities. Chris Barnes has the details.
Symantec says in a new report that hackers codenamed Dragonfly have been able to infiltrate American utilities' computer networks using emails and Trojan software. The report says the hackers have ties to the Russian government and may have hacked over a dozen U.S. companies in recent months. Though Symantec is not publicly blaming Russia itself for the hacking, the Department of Homeland Security says it's looking into the matter. I'm Chris Barnes.
Despite an iffy weather forecast, SpaceX planning to launch a Falcon 9 rocket on a mission for the U.S. military today. The rocket is carrying the Air Force's X-37B orbital test vehicle. It's an unmanned reusable space plane that can perform operations and experiments in low orbit and then return to Earth. A five-hour window appears to be open. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, you can't be all things to all people. It is what it is. I've learned that. Learned that over the years, being involved in business, having a radio show for 18 years. I subscribe to the Popeye ideal of I am what I am. And, we can be oftentimes pretty tough here on the program. And as I mentioned earlier, no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. And I guess to some people out there, there's a lot of snowflakes out there. Some of my my topics and the way I talk about things, old fans them, they're going to have to run to their safe space. But what are you going to do? One of the phrases that I use here in particular where I get some nasty, oh, man, you see these nasty emails that I get from people sometimes is when I talk about, and I didn't even come up with the phrase, I just thought it was brilliant, the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. Now, if people find themselves in a dire situation, they're going to say, well, Markowski's calling me stupid, and I'm in this too. I'm not stupid. Wait. Okay? Listen. They want to keep you ignorant. They want to keep you in the dark. They want you doing what they want you to do. Does that make sense? And they want to kind of keep you in line, and that is the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. Now, I'll give you an example. 78% of full-time workers said they live paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 75% last year. Overall, 71% of all U.S. workers said they're now in debt, up from 68% a year ago. 46% said their debt is manageable. 56% they were in over their heads. 56% also save $100 or less per month. And that'll work out great for retirement, right? $100 or less per month. Boy, you're going to be all set for retirement, right? Come on. Again, I think a lot of this is by design. It's by design. Government subsidizing various different things, everything from mortgages to college education on through. It makes things more expensive, and they tell you the things that you need to have, and these things more often than not put you into crazy amounts of debt that you cannot afford, and you end up spending your entire life chasing your bills. Is that freedom? Are you free? Are you truly free? That's what you're chasing all the time, chasing stuff. I'm a big fan of the movie Fight Club. I am. Love the film. I think it's brilliant. A lot of the things that Tyler Durden is espousing on that program, these are things that I believe in. I talk about time being your utmost concern when it comes to financial planning. That's the most important thing that you have. Time that you're going to spend with the people that you care about, the experiences that you're going to have. People crowd their lives with so much junk and stuff, and they don't prepare properly down the road. Have to have this, have to have that. One of our, we have our Markowski Investments watchdog on Wall Street, Financial Independence Top 20. And one of the line items on that, and this is going back years ago, you have more money than your neighbors, and they don't have a clue. Now, I know that it's even more difficult today than it was back when I wrote that Financial Independence Top 20. Keeping up with the Joneses has been put on steroids due to social media. Oh, what does he have? What does she have? Where did they go on vacation? Wow. Can't we go there too? Yeah. This is
no way to live. It's no way to live. And again, it's part of your financial plan. We have talked about this a lot here on the program. And that need for people to actually have that moment in time, whatever, that come to Jesus moment where they finally say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. And I want to talk a little bit about taxes today, too. Donald Trump gave a speech this past week. Where was he? Springfield, Missouri, I think. Yes, Springfield, Missouri. And he gave a little chit-chat in regards to his tax overhaul that he's looking to put forward. I'm going to tell you why this bothers me right now. And again, why I'm disgusted. Disgusted with the Republican Party. I've been disgusted with the Republican Party for a long time. But this, again, another reason to gross me out. They're working on it right now. They're working on tax reform right now. Let me ask you a question. What the hell have you been doing? How is it that you don't have tax reform, a simplified tax code, ready to go? I mean, this thing should be perfected, ready to go. Here we go. Let's hit the ground running. And they don't have a clue right now on what they're going to do. So here you got Donald Trump giving this speech in Missouri, talking in broad strokes and reducing corporate taxes and making America great again and yada, yada, yada. By doing what? What do you have? What's solid right now? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then, you know, you get Republicans talking about as well is how we're going to pay for these tax cuts. I always get a kick out of that. How are we going to pay for these tax cuts? Now, what does that mean? Tax cuts are not permanent unless, I guess, the CBO says that they have to be, they can't cause any further debt. That means you can, if they are going to do that, then if it's going to cause more debt, then you have to pass it through the regular means, through the Senate, not using reconciliation, and you have to get 60 votes, which are going to be difficult for Republicans to get. This is basically what George W. Bush did with his tax cuts. Remember how they expired? It was 10 years and they were done. 10 years and they expired. Now, why don't you pay for tax cuts by cutting spending? Why is there any conversation about cutting spending? Because they're cowards. They're unwilling to do what is necessary. They're unwilling to do the heavy lifting, to put the work in that needs to be done. They won't do it. So what we're going to get, we're going to get a bunch of shuffling going on. We're going to move the deck chairs around. Tax cuts. It's not a tax cut. You're just moving the taxes elsewhere. That's all you're doing. You're playing a game of let's hide the taxes somewhere where somebody can't see it or someone else is going to be hit at that point in time. That's all. That is ridiculous. It really is. And it's shameful, this supposed Republican Party that we have. You know something that's pretty amazing? Most people aren't even aware of this. And again, let's imagine what our founding fathers would think about this. Americans, on average, spent more on taxes in 2016 than they did on food and clothing combined. Now, I'm going to say that again. Let that sink in with everybody. The average American spent more on taxes in 2016 than they did on food and clothing combined. Same data set. This is coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Shows that in the 3 years from 2013 to 2016, the average tax bill for Americans increased 41%. The average tax bill went up for Americans by 41%. And they're trying to tell us they're gonna find a way to pay for this tax cuts. Again, the country we live in right now, people continue to ask more and more from Washington, D.C. And they're more than happy to oblige. And every single time you ask more and more from Washington, D.C., you give up more and more of your freedom. And yes, when they take more money out of your pocket via taxes, that's you giving up freedom. Because you would have been free to spend that money as you saw fit on whatever thing, anything you wanted, whether it be start a new business or on a new pair of shoes, it didn't matter. And this is a really slippery, slippery slope that we're on right now. All sorts of play on words and tax cuts and making the tax code easier for everyone to use. Ah, come on already. Go sell crazy somewhere else. You want to get some real tax reform done? Get some real tax reform done and get it done with some entitlement reform as well. Don't just move the deck chairs around. Don't give us another Bush tax cut. Don't give us that. Make actual progress. You've got a tax code that's 76,000 plus pages long. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it doesn't even mention is that Americans spend more on taxes and food and clothing. What about small business owners? Because they pay a hell of a lot more. They got to pay double FICA. The burden is insane. Again, you go and you take a look at the founding of the country and what some of the things that we revolted against pale in comparison to what we face today. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline is 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
That's right, Ron. In one corner, we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at a whopping 6,000 tons. And in the other, this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
Ron, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
This driver can't think he can beat a train.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
I got this feeling.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Here's another example. This is just how stupid these people are. In Washington, D.C. It's beyond the pale, the stupidity. Again, talking about reshuffling the deck chairs. And you know what this reminded me of as well, this next story? Reminded me of George W. Bush and Sarbanes-Oxley. We got to do something about Enron and Ken Lay and the dot-coms. And so we passed this bit of legislation. And what do? We kill the investment banking industry here in the United States. And it moves where? Overseas. Look at what they're trying to do here. It is so damn dumb. Again, they're looking to pay for tax cuts, which makes no sense whatsoever. Republicans plan on scaling back tax deductions on corporate interest. Pushing what? What is that going to do? What do you think is going to happen if you all of a sudden... Corporations were allowed to write off interest on the money that they borrow, right? So they issue bonds here in the United States, and the interest is a deduction. Now, if you eliminate that deduction, are companies going to stop borrowing money, or are they going to go do it in some other place, some other country that is more hospitable? You tell me. Damn, they're dumb. I mean, they really are. Let's use Apple as an example, shall we? Because of the high corporate tax rates here in the United States, they keep a lot of cash over in Europe. They wanted to issue dividends to their shareholders, so they go out and they borrow the money because it's cheaper to borrow the money than it is to repatriate that cash to give to their shareholders. Not to mention the fact they get a deduction on the interest. Is Apple going to stop doing that? Or all they're going to do is say, hey, you know what? We'll go borrow money over in Great Britain. Dumb, 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 dumb. And again, this is Republican. We got to pay for these tax cuts. You pay for it by finding savings in our budget, which is absolutely absurd. Anyway, I want to talk about this. Big story, business story this past week is Amazon. How Amazon is going to go out there and clobber grocery stores, hit grocery stores with their low prices. And they stepped into Whole Foods, and they started lowering costs on many, many items. Now, again, I want to explain to everybody out there that Amazon is still a small player when it comes to groceries, but they're obviously looking to gain market share. So Amazon is not making money right now. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal about this. Amazon doesn't need to make money on groceries, putting pressure on other companies. So for all intents and purposes, you get these big companies out there that are involved in various different businesses, and they decide to wet their beak inside a different industry, a different business. In this case, Amazon, the retailer, wants to become Amazon the grocer. And they're able to put pressure on their competitors, if not actually put them out of business, by essentially dumping product. Now, we talk about dumping product. We usually talk about it in terms of a foreign country that has ties to some foreign business. For example, like aluminum. There was a story recently where they found all this Chinese aluminum, stacks and stacks of it in Connecticut somewhere. So you dump this product on a market and it drives prices down, and it puts out all of the other business, puts them out of business, so you don't have any competitor. Then what can you do? You can turn around and raise your prices and own the entire market. Is that what Amazon is trying to do? I don't know. Probably a little bit, yes. So I'm here to say, well, what's the difference between if Amazon does it and China does it? Not much, actually. Anyway, Apple got a $208 million in tax breaks to build an Iowa data center that is going to employ 50 people. Again, full disclosure here, I am an Apple customer. I buy their products. I'm also an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Hey, good for Apple and their shareholders. They were able to shake down Iowa. But again, here it is, the taxpayers, the citizens of Iowa, getting stuck by a major corporation. It's not the corporation's fault. They're just taking what the politicians are handing out. These people you put into office that all of a sudden think that the shiny new business coming to town is better, more important, is more valuable than yours. To me, that's pretty gross. It really is. It was funny. That's how Ken Langone, former founder. Well, he's the former founder. He's always a founder. He's the founder, one of the founders of Home Depot. That's how he caught on to Ken Lay. Ken Lay. Oh, my God. Bernie Madoff. Excuse me. One con artist after another. That's how he caught on to Bernie Madoff. Bernie was offering some sort of deal that was going to be better for him and not as good for his long-term customers. And Ken Langone was like, you got to be kidding me. That's not right. That's wrong. No, it's wrong. It's wrong when your local politicians kiss the butt of a big business that comes to town and gives them a tax break that you don't get, and you've been there forever. You got one of the biggest company, wealthiest companies in the entire world, and they're not going to be contributing to the schools in the area now? They're not going to have to pay property taxes? How is that fair? How is that right? You tell me how any of this makes sense whatsoever. Again, we're supposed to be equal under the law here in the United States, and we are far from it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available there at the website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We get back. I gotta touch again on Uber. More stories about Uber, new CEO, and again, the drive to go public. The drive to go public, as always, first and foremost. Now, forget about profits. Let's just worry about going public. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Same
old song. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is something that is probably bigger, not as much water, but much more power than Harvey.
President Trump talking to reporters today about his concerns over Hurricane Irma. The president said the people of Florida are just as resilient as the people of Texas.
We have tremendous groups of talented people there. The people of Florida are like the people of Texas, Louisiana. You've seen how the people of our country have reacted under this tremendous pressure.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says they are waiving some of the transportation requirements on trucks that will be bringing fuel to gas stations. As Floridians find the pumps are dry as they try to flee the state.
Getting from the ports to the stations so they can put the fuel there and then get back and get more.
The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands because of damage caused by Hurricane Irma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thump, thumping on the wheel ride.
I've been going off on some major rants as of late of a lot of the fugazis, in my opinion. A lot of these fake companies coming out of the San Francisco area, Silicon Valley area. And I've, again, ripping people off left, right, all over the place, many of them through crowdsourcing, believe it or not, convincing doofuses out there that they've got this great, amazing product that's coming out and you can buy it for half off right now and it never comes out. And I got a lot of questions in regards to Uber and people asking, you know, how is it that they're losing so much money? Well, I'll tell you, this grand desire, belief, that you have to grab as much market share as possible. I don't know who thought of this and thought that this was just a brilliant idea, but it's not. Uber, the company, subsidizes people's rides. They subsidize people's rides. They help pay for it. That's what they have all that cash lying around, making your ride cheaper than it should be. They think that you're going to get some sort of brand loyalty with this. They think that you're going to stick with Uber no matter what, once they try to grab market share. Now, once they've got market share, what are they going to have to do in order to start making money? Have to raise your prices. Now, how many people out there do you think are going to go along with them raising their prices if someone else out there is able to undercut their price? Do you think people are going to still be loyal to the brand Uber, or are they going to be loyal to their wallet and pocketbook and trying to get the cheapest ride from point A to point B? For the most part, how do you think that is going to work out? Yeah. Do you give a darn if you're going on Uber, Lyft, or taking a yellow cab? No, most people do not. But again, that's That's their business right now. And the funny thing about their business right now is this grand desire, this need to go public. So they get themselves a new CEO. New CEO coming over from Expedia, this Dara Khosrowshahi, going to take over as the chief. And, you know, all I keep hearing about, all I keep seeing in the business press is, wow, is he going to be able to take this company public? Wow. When are they going to be able to go public by? Wow. New Uber CEO says company could go public in 18 months. 18 months? 18 months. Now, let me ask you a question. You think that this Uber IPO is going to raise more money for Uber? Or do you think it's going to be about allowing the existing shareholders who got in at a much, much lower valuation, enable them to get liquid and to sell their stock? What do you think it is? And the Wall Street Journal, and I talk about this, the people working at the Wall Street Journal, they are a bunch of kiss buttocks. They want to kiss up the CEOs. They want to kiss up to the big Wall Street banks. They want to be able to pick up the phone and get a line from one of these people. It is gross how bad the business press is. They're fawning all over this Uber IPO. They think it's going to be the greatest thing ever. They're touting the thing. Why? Why are you touting this thing? Oh, because your buddies on Wall Street want you to do that because they're going to make a fortune? Again, this is what, I mean, it's a bad excuse. Bad excuse for business news and press. Yeah, we got to, oh my God, look it, we got to get this, company go public in 18 months. Let's get it going. No, when is a company going to make a dime? When is a company going to actually be profitable? Why aren't these things concerns? Why aren't we talking about the fact that all of these investors are going to get whole again when the IPO goes out, got in at very, very low valuations for the most part? No, that's reality. We can't allow investors to, you know, see the great and wonderful Oz behind the curtain and what really goes on. You've got to be kidding me. It's going to go public? For what reason? I'll give you the reason. To get people out. To get people out of their shares. That's it. Got to take a break. WatchdogandWallStreet.com. WatchdogandWallStreet.com. We get back. Coming back again. It's becoming fashionable again. People taking money out of their house. Tapping home equity. Coming back. Got to discuss that. WatchdogonWallStreet.com. We shall return. Baby, you love me. Now, baby, I'm sure.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Mike Hewitt here with another minute of common sense. Our Union of States continues to wrestle with a problem that predates our founding. Unfortunately, the focus has morphed from healthcare to insurance. Not surprisingly, our founders focused on providing healthcare on a state level with a mix of state and private funding. Guess what, folks? It worked. Ben Franklin's genius was rooted in common sense. In Pennsylvania, he sought to gain healthcare for those that couldn't afford it, and he did. Now we're focused on insurance while few can afford health care. No surprises here. Hospitals with more administrative than medical staff, billing clerks with four-year degrees and loads of lawyers on retainer, health care? No, government insurance. Common sense demands we begin again where Dr. Franklin left off. Get the federal government out of the insurance business and return the focus of our state legislatures to health care. We already know this works, folks. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
You gotta help me out. This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
We need a taxi, cause you're hungover and I'm broke. I lost my faith.
All right. Quickly off the beaten track here. Let's grab my attention. I guess this is from Los Angeles Times. I guess they're thinking about replacing Columbus Day. Replacing Columbus Day, guess what? With Indigenous Peoples Day. Yay! That was funny about this article, is they actually interview an Aztec ancestor. And this individual's talking about her heritage to the Aztecs. They haven't wiped us out yet. Really? Really? You guys are upset with Columbus? You think he was a bad guy? Anybody see Apocalypto? Just out of curiosity. Yes, we're going to celebrate Aztec culture. And we're going to do that how? We're going to kill women and children and do human sacrifices and cannibalism? What are we going to do actually to celebrate that Aztec culture? Holy shnikes, we've lost our minds. Anyway, as I mentioned, tapping your home equity for cash is big again. I'm seeing some of the lines of credit and their adjustable rates out there. People taking money out of their homes. It's not a never say never type of proposition. But more often than not, I see people do this for all the wrong reasons. This got real, real popular during the whole real estate run-up. I actually did a column. I grabbed it. Back in April of 2006, it's your home, not a bank. And back then, we were talking about how homeowners, again, all homeowners back then said, real estate is just awesome. It can never go down. And I'm pulling my hair out, yelling and screaming here on this program like I usually do, explaining that that's just not the case. But yeah. Yeah, most homeowners back in 2006 thought that they were going to be able to retire on their house. They were going to be able to sell their house and they were going to be so rich. It's going to be like Daffy Duck. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. They're going to have so much money from their house that that was going to be their primary retirement vehicle. And I'm gagging, throwing up in my mouth when people were saying this. Now, these same time people were seeing equity in their homes, what were they doing? Oh, yeah, they're getting phone calls by various different lenders, or they go into the bank and a nice bank guy over there would tell you, you know, you can get a home equity line of credit. And you can use it for so many things. You can take the family on that vacation you always wanted to go on. That was the real kicker to me. That really ticked me off. telling people it's good to take money out of their house to go on vacation? You want to be paying for that trip to Disney World like 20 years from now? Are you out of your mind? But no. No, this is the type of nonsense that they push. Loan after loan after useless loan. After scam after scam after scam. After product after product after product that you really don't need. I don't know if you saw this past week. And you know, we're going to get to it here on the program. The Wells Fargo problem? Yeah, the Wells Fargo problem with the fake accounts, the made-up accounts. You know it's much, much worse than they were letting on? No. Yeah, it's much, much worse. Actually, we'll talk about that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I wanted to quickly comment on this. near my old, I used to live down in Southwest Florida for a long time. You see the story coming out of Southwest Florida about the University of Tampa? Assistant sociology professor. This assistant sociology professor takes to Twitter like so many cowards do. And tweets out some stuff about people in Texas and how they deserve Hurricane Harvey because they voted for Trump. Well, he got fired. Again, what did you expect out of an assistant sociology professor? Do you think anybody grows up saying, you know what, I want to grow up and be an assistant sociology professor? Come on. He must know. He must know that people are taking that class for an easy A. Oh, come on now, people. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all did it. All did it way back when. Yeah, geology 101, sociology 101, psych 101, all that good stuff. Right. Right. Sociology. You know, I make fun of some of the ridiculous college majors that they have out there to offer. And I, you know, I always say basic basket weaving. You majored in basic basket weaving. Now, you think about it, basic basket weaving would actually be a more useful major than sociology because you can actually make baskets. You can actually make baskets and sell them and actually have the potential to feed your family. Sociology professor. It's, you know, it's like you're like the wussy Indiana Jones that's not going after the Lost Ark and all that good stuff. Anyway, come on. You know, it was funny. Quick, again, I get off the beaten track. Just thought of this again. I remember when I went to college and some of these seniors that I had run into, they were giving us their advice. And they're all going off to law school and graduate degrees. And they were like, no, we did. I was a psych major. I was a sociology major. We took the easiest majors we could get so we could get all A's. It would help us get us to grad school. College. Anyway, I mentioned, I've got to talk about this. Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo said it uncovered, get this, nearly 70% more potentially unauthorized consumer and small business accounts than originally thought. 70% more. Do you think that this is by design? Do you think that this is by design so their fine wasn't bigger back then? Do you think they're going to come back after them with another fine? The disclosure marks the conclusion of that investigation. Oh, really? Really? 70% more. Unauthorized forged accounts. It was 2.1 million, right? So you can add on another million plus with this. Another million plus. And again, why? People, why would you have an account there? Why would you do business with a company that acts in that fashion, in that manner? I'm just curious. Oh, yeah, that was just the checking side, the banking side. You're going to allow someone at that bank to manage your money? I'm talking your investments, your portfolio. You're going to work with a Wells Fargo advisor? Is there something wrong with your medulla oblongata? I'm just saying. This is a company that admitted, after they got caught, to forging millions of accounts so they could get extra fees and make money that they shouldn't have made off their customers. And you think it's a good idea to have a Wells Fargo advisory account? Yeah, it's funny. They're starting to say that a lot of these Wells Fargo advisors are leaving. They're going to other firms. Where are they going? Basically the same thing. They're going to Merrill Lynch. They're going to Morgan Stanley. They're going to JP Morgan. They're going to other big banks because that's all they know. That's what they do. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. If you're advisor, your broker, whatever. They call themselves advisors. They're not advisors. They're brokers. True advisor must act in a client's best interests. Not just bring the client something that is suitable, which these brokers do. That's all they do. But anyway, you think it's any difference whatsoever for them going to one big firm to another big firm? They tell you that they're doing that for whatever reason. They're doing it for a signing bonus more often than not. Their contract runs up. I explain it a little inside Wall Street. I wonder why your broker all of a sudden called you up and said that they are moving. They're moving from Wells Fargo over to Merrill Lynch. Essentially, they're the same exact company. Pretty much the same exact company. They're moving over there because their contract is up. And when they go over to the next firm, they'll get a bonus for coming on board based upon their production. A bonus and usually a loan as well that they have to pay back over time. Then they move their clients over. That's how it works. That's how it works. Anyway, I got to talk a little bit about healthcare here. Guess what, guys? Hey, I joined a club. I joined a club. Yeah, it looks like my insurance policy is going to be canceled for 2018. I got to go shopping again. Woohoo! Yep. Mainstream media is declaring victory after the last county got an Obamacare provider. Bernie Sanders trying to go after single payer, and we keep getting ripped off. I talk about it here on the program again and again and again. You might want to wisen up to what's going on when it comes to the healthcare debate here in this country. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Your dog will return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is something that is probably bigger, not as much water, but much more power than Harvey.
President Trump talking to reporters today about his concerns over Hurricane Irma. The president said the people of Florida are just as resilient as the people of Texas.
We have tremendous groups of talented people there. The people of Florida are like the people of Texas, Louisiana. You've seen how the people of our country have reacted under this tremendous pressure.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says they are waiving some of the transportation requirements on trucks that will be bringing fuel to gas stations. As Floridians find the pumps are dry as they try to flee the state.
Getting from the ports to the stations so they can put the fuel there and then get back and get more.
The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands because of damage caused by Hurricane Irma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring, when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is deflecting criticism by conservatives that Republican leadership rolled over in a meeting yesterday between President Trump, Republicans, and Democrats. Ryan said it was a good bipartisan moment.
What he was aiming for in that meeting yesterday was a bipartisan moment while the country is facing two horrible hurricanes.
U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos says the college campus sexual assault disciplinary system established by the Obama administration under Title IX has failed. In a speech to students at George Mason University, DeVos claimed the sexual assault survivors and campus administrators have told her the current system does a disservice to everyone involved. She said the Obama administration